Welcome to Kick-Ass Couples Nation Behind the Scenes, where you get exclusive footage just for our members. Listen in to hear our fantastic guests respond to a few extra questions and get further insight into how these committed couples handle areas we all wonder about in our own relationships. So behind the scenes, we just really want to ask you guys some questions that we don't cover in the podcast. And as I said, share with our members. And one of the first things that I would like to ask is, what has been the biggest challenge that the two of you have faced and how have you overcome it?
Wow. I haven't had that question asked.
We've had a lot of curveballs thrown at us as a couple. So we worked together and then COVID hit. So the business that we worked for changed kind of how they were doing things. And long story short, it was a situation where we knew we needed to step away at that point. So we navigated that together, and that's when we decided to step away and start the photography business. And so all of last year was a big building year for us and, for the business, budgeting, working through that to make sure that we had the funds to survive for that first year, and still support ourselves. So I think we did that amazingly.
Mm-hmm. Sure. That can tend to put a lot of stress on a relationship. That could be very challenging.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So starting a business together was definitely, it has been interesting and it still is. So we're still learning, the business aspect of it, which has been kind of fun.
Yeah. Nice job.
The YouTube vlog has definitely been a huge support for us. So what we do is, we've actually started partnering with Visit Orlando, which is one of the tourist bureaus here in Central Florida. And so we collaborate with them on certain projects and we fit that under our photography business, videography type of thing. So it's been really great to be able to have these experiences together and then also have these other companies or like Visit Orlando, they want a gay couple to showcase what they could do in Orlando. And I think that's been really cool for us to be able to navigate those waters together as we build kind of a brand for ourselves. And initially, when we first started dating, we both had come out of very, very tough relationships that were with people that weren't who they initially portrayed themselves to be. And eventually we both realized that. So we both kind of stepped into the dating process of together a little broken, I guess. So working through that together and finding strength in one another was a really beautiful process. I think even in hindsight, we are both better and stronger than we would have been before, even if we weren't together, but we love being together because of the possibilities of how we support each other.
Sure. Three great examples. Wow. We got in a short time. That's a good testament to the strength of the relationship.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So Jose, what do you need from Sam to achieve the highest level of intimacy?
Just him being there. I think that's, you know, for me, just cuddling in bed, is a very intimate moment for me. So like just cuddling in bed, watching a movie, that for me is like the best thing that could ever happen.
Jose's very tactile.
Yeah.
Okay. He's physical closeness.
He likes that's his love language.
Yeah. Yep. So, you know, that for me is the easiest thing. Like sometimes, you know, I'll just be like touching him. Like once we're driving, he just puts his hand on my lap. And to me, that's my intimate moments. And I'm like, this is nice.
It's those little gestures we get to do with one another that maybe no one else ever sees, but they're just They're like love taps, I guess.
Sure. It says something too. It speaks to your soul.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. It's like a comfort, you know? Yeah.
Yeah.
So I have a question for you guys, and this is kind of a fill in the blank, and it can be short or it can be several sentences, right? So I'd like to know how would you guys answer the following question? The secret to a successful relationship is what is blank? Fill in that blank for me.
Being genuine. I think you can't be in a relationship with someone else if you aren't your genuine self.
Okay.
Also, and then being able to convey that to another person. We both dated, like we met one another and are dating a little bit later in life, you know, we're both out of our 20s now. I'm getting closer to 40. So some people don't take the time to get to know who they are and then try to get into relationships with individuals who they either look up to, or they have traits that they want to, or they think they want that person's traits in their life, but they don't know themselves enough to know if that's what they need or if that's what they really want. And so Jose and I, like we've said, we're very candid. From the beginning, I think we both have been very genuine to who we are as individuals, and that has helped the entirety of our relationship, because who he was on the first date is still who Jose is today.
Wow. That says a lot, because research shows that most people aren't really their true selves until a year down the path.
Yeah.
You know, you really see that person for who they are and what they are, because we just put on this facade and we're trying to be somebody that we're not, but that speaks a lot to you, Jose.
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
I think it's because when we first started, like, our relationship, it wasn't supposed to be a relationship. So I didn't need to put on a facade, or I didn't need to try to impress anybody. We were just chatting. We just went out to get a drink and just chat about our past relationships. And it just so happens that we shared a lot of the same goals of what we wanted, of had same interests, same things. And I was like, wait a minute, what's happening here?
Is this a relationship?
It was right after that. We never separated again. Yeah.
And you know, just like we said, we've been the same ever since. And people always ask, they're like, you guys are always so like happy since, you know, day one. And I was like, because that's just what we are. It's who we are. We knew who we were from the beginning.
Mm. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Good stuff.
Great. Well, thank you both so much for all your time, your openness, and your candidness. We're excited to share this interview with our audience, which is growing. And if you all feel or come across anybody you think, hey, you should talk to these people, they've got a story and people need to hear what they have to say, we'd love to hear it. And
absolutely.
Look forward to communicating with you more and staying connected and supporting the work that you're doing.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much for having us.
Our pleasure. Thank you, guys.
Well, it's been great.
Have a good rest of your night. Go cook a great meal.
Yeah.
And we look forward to sharing this with you when it's edited and come out. And we'll certainly give you a heads up and give you some tools to share it with your platform.
Nice. That's we can't wait.
Thank you.
Guys, have a great night.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us.
Our pleasure.
Bye.